But now they shell it all and take a pretty tight bit in the whole corn, and then have to put it in a metal bin where they shift it back to and keep the moisture content down, keep it from spoiling. Not too many people store corn on the farm unless they do have a metal bin where you blow it and dry it, shift it. Then they have to cure the weevils out of it.
What about a building or part of a building that might store grain on a farm?
Huh?
Building or part of a building that you might store grain in on a farm?
Very few of them grow grain. That only thing to grow is soybeans. Right. Most of your oaks and very few wheat grow. Most of them grow wheat. Maybe as a feed supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but they don't store it any place?
Nah, not we don't store it on that.
Do you ever hear the term granary?
No, they don't have a granary now. You had to have just mostly barns and bins.
Mm-hmm. What about the upper part of a barn that you might
That'd be a loft.
Uh-huh.
My barn loft.
Now, you also mentioned that there might be in the house a loft. Is there a difference between the two?
Not especially. Of course, a barn loft would have storage in it.
Uh-huh.
And the barn loft would have storage for the hay and everything. It'd be near about big at the bottom of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them had a hole in the middle where you just threw a bale of hay down to the stop. We would have to get down the ladder and just feed them direct.
You were talking about hay. What if you had too much hay to keep in a barn and you might pile it up? What would you call that? If you piled it up outside?
I don't know, how does it call it? Just a bunch of hay, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Now, they start putting it on the outside now. Some of them use little big balers and don't even try to store it.
What if it wasn't baled up and they were going to store it in some sort of a shape?
It'd be a loose hay.
Loose hay?
Yeah.
Never hear it called haystack?
No, I don't believe loose hay would even keep very long ago. They don't stack hay anymore. They did have hay stacks and fodder stacks and all like that a long time ago, but they don't do it anymore.
What's the difference between a haystack and fodder stack?
Well, fodder is the leaf off the corn.
Uh-huh.
And when people had mules, they would save that fodder, Grandpa did, and feed the mule. It kind of took the place of hay. And they could strip it off the corn while it was still green and tied in a bundle. They'd make a bundle about like a bundle of oats or something like that, just to get out of the bundle.
Yeah. What if they used to keep it that way, though, or if there was a particular place where, when they first cut the hay, that they put it?
No, I guess hay would always dry before they put it in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be dry.
And do you know of any names for some small piles of hay that they would rake up in a field?
No, I didn't know anything like that, because there'd be a pile of hay or small pile.
Well, a cock?
No, we wouldn't call that.
Or a tumble hay cock?
Ah.
Yeah. What about some of the farm animals, kind of animals that are around here, people raise?
What they raise? They raise goats. Hogs and cows, and hardly any sheep. And we got one rabbit grower again. And